Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Community activist Julia Mejia has won the recount for Boston's final at-large city council seat by a single vote. Mejia's opponent, Alejandra St. Guillen, will decide today whether to challenge the recount in court. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
After dozens of volunteers hand-counted ballots over 3 days, Interim Elections Commissioner Aneida Tavares read the final count.
Alejandra Nicole St. Guillen, 22,491. Julia Mejia, 22,492.
Mejia says the results are a lesson in the importance of voting.
It feels incredibly overwhelming to win by one vote. It really goes to reinforce the message that we've been promoting all along, is that every vote matters. And I think now we have an amazing lesson to share with the city of Boston of like how important they are in this process.
Fewer than 10 votes separated the candidates in election night results last month. Yesterday, the candidates were tied and the recount wasn't resolved until the City Election Commission finished deliberating over two contested ballots, one cast by a voter who had moved to Brookline and the other by a Boston resident who voted in the wrong precinct. The commission decided to toss the Brookline resident's ballot and count the vote of the Boston resident, which went for Mejia. But St. Guillen spokesperson Alec Loftus says the campaign disagrees with the recount results.
We believe that there are outstanding votes that, if contested in a court, would put Alejandra St. Guillen in the lead.
Loftus says St. Guillen will announce today whether to go to court to get certain ballots counted. Mejia says she welcomes the next round in her bid to be the first Latina on the Boston City Council. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.